When you meditate, it's like medicine for the mind. The mind has its diseases. We're not talking about the mental illness where they take you to a doctor. It's the diseases that everybody has, that we're all running around with. Greed, aversion, and delusion. And a lot of people don't even realize that their minds are diseased. At least when we meditate, we begin to see, okay, this really is a disease. It puts the mind at dis-ease. And if you act on these things, it causes a lot of trouble down the line. So you've got to treat these diseases well. This is why we bring alertness to the present moment, because it's in the present moment that we pick up the germs for these things and then run with them. So we want to watch over this moment to make sure we don't do that. Now, sometimes you can say, well, I was greedy for this thing because it was really beautiful or really desirable. Or I was really angry at this person because he did something that was really awful. Okay, that's like germs from outside. And the question is, when the germs are outside, are you going to pick up those germs and get sick with them too? Or are you going to have enough resistance to not get the disease? It's that developing of your inner resistance. That's what we're working on here. Because we have to live in a world where things are likable and dislikable, agreeable and disagreeable. But that doesn't mean the mind has to get set on fire with the fevers of greed, aversion, and delusion. So as we meditate, we're developing the mindfulness that helps keep in mind the fact that if you act on these things, that's going to cause trouble. And the alertness that begins lets you see when they come and to see what your reaction is to them. And if the reaction is unskillful, you can change it. These are the skills you need in order to resist these diseases, because otherwise we just go through life oblivious. We pick up these things and sometimes we don't even know they're there until they become full-blown cases. So you want to be on top of the present moment, so when the first little bit of infection comes in, you've got your resistance ready. So people can say nasty things, but you don't have to get angry. There will be really desirable things, really desirable people out there, but you don't have to get worked up about it. Because you've got the mindfulness to remember, okay, I need to counteract these things. This is why we have meditations in addition to the breath meditation. There's goodwill to deal with anger. There's a contemplation of the parts of the body to deal with lust. You want to have these things at hand. So when you need them, you're ready for them, and you've got the mindfulness and the wisdom to want to use them. Because when the disease comes up and you're just all too happy to go along with the disease, that's really hard to cure, because no one else can do the cure for you. You're the one who has to cure yourself. So the first order of business is to recognize these are diseases in the mind, and you want to be able to free the mind from them. Sometimes we think that without greed, aversion, delusion, life would be awfully dull, but the people who have been able to overcome these things find that their minds are much more spacious and liberated, wider open. They're not a slave to these things anymore. That's the kind of freedom we're looking for.